A person should not do different from the place that you're in. You make a machlokes, you make arguments there. If they're noyig not to do malacha, and you're going to come and do malacha, you're going to make a machlokes there. So you shouldn't do different because of the machlokes. So Rashi brings down the Gemara Parot. The Gemara asks the question, Mimokam shein oisim. If it's talking about Pasha, you went from a place where you don't do malacha, Lomokim shoisim, to a place that they do malacha. Viyonami, you also al yishanu, you should not change. Pasha, that means, Velevad. And you should do malachim, not to make a machlekes. Like there's new place you go to, there they do malachim. So if you're not going to do work, then you'll cause an argument. So it's mashmi, you should do work. And the kasher is, v'yomati, just got finished saying before, noisten olav chumrei mokim shiotsu misham. We just said not like that. That you have to take the chumra of both places. If you left a place that they don't do malachim, even though this mokim you're going to does do malachim, you're not supposed to do malachim. So it's a little bit stira. First we said you have to take the chumris of either the place that you left or the place you're going to. And now we're saying no, that don't change from the makam not to cause the machlokes. So Gemara will explain how the two halachas don't argue one on the other. So the Gemara kiyotz at Mishnah kiyotz boy, another halacha the same type is like this, ha-moylech peyre shriyas. Halacha on shriyas, the seventh year in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to work on the ground. Just if the fruits that grow, there's halacha, you're allowed to eat those peiros. But when? Kol zaman v'astil peiros for the chayis on the fields. But when the fruits in the tree get all eaten up, there's no more peiros on the fields for the animals to eat, then the halacha is, even the fruits you have in your house, you have to take outside. So Porsche depends where you live in Eretz Yisrael, how long you're allowed to eat those peiros. So hamoylech you go. Hamoylech peiros shvius. You take your peiros that were grown on Shariah the seventh year, Mimokam Shekolu, from a Mokam where it ended. There are no more fruits on the trees in that place. In other words, you only have fruits in your house that you already picked off the trees. So then the halacha is, you're not allowed to keep it in your house. You have to put it outside in the field to make it hefker. Lamokam, but you went to another place, Shalai Kolu, that in that Mokam you went from Tveria to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, there's still plenty of oranges on the trees. So since there are still plenty of oranges on the trees, you're allowed to keep the oranges you have in your house and eat them. So what halacha do you have? You went from a place that it was finished to a place that they didn't finish. And this place you went to now, there the people are still allowed to eat their peiros. What then do you have? Or else the opposite. You went from a place that there's still plenty of oranges on the trees, lemokem shekolu, to a place that in this place, in this area, there are no more oranges left on the trees. Is halacha again, you have to go l'chumra chayiv l'vayir. You have to take your fruits that you have and put it outside in the field. As you have to go l'chumra, either from the place you left or from the place you're going to. You have to go l'chumra. Like Rashi says, ha-moylech peres shviyas imokim shekolu, l'chayim in asoda. You went now, you just left Yerushalayim, and there all the oranges got finished up. There are no more oranges on the trees. Then the halacha is, v'chayovim b'nei ha-mokim, all the people living in Yerushalayim, l'varim in abayis. They have to take out all the oranges they have in the house, and they have to put it outside hefker in the street. Now this person took his oranges with him. He went to Tveria, and in Tveria there are still plenty of oranges left on the trees. And in that mokim, they're allowed to eat the oranges in the house. The people in Tveria now are still allowed to eat the oranges that they have in the house. Is a loch of this person has to go to Chumron, Chayiv Levayim, Mishum Chumrei Mokim Shiotz Mishum. Because since you just left Yerushalayim, and there they finished all the peiros on the trees, so that's the loch of Shvius, then you have to take the peiros out of your house, you have to go to Chumrei. He says go out, and you could even bring for yourself also these peiros of Shvius. So Rashi says, before I speak Gemara, the Gemara will explain what does Reb Yehuda mean to say, that you're allowed to go out and bring for yourself the peiros. We'll see. But I call upon him, the Yisrael of the Mishnah is that if a place that there's a minig, that in one place they're machmer, another place they're not machmer, if you travel from one town to another town, you have chumri place you left from the place you're going to. Lugmar will soon see which type of chumri we're talking about, and if you have plans of going back home or not going back home. We'll see more in the Gemara exactly when you say this klal, you should not be mishana from the minig of the mokim you left or the minig you're going to. So the Gemara. My Iriyav Ipsochim, what does the Mishnah say? There was a minig not to do work on Erev Pesach. Afilu Arve Shabbosis, even on a regular Erev Shabbos, the Arva Yom Tovim, and a regular Erev Yom Tov, Nami should also be the same halacha, that you're not supposed to do work on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. The Tanya, we're going to the Braisa. Ho'oiseh malacha b'Arva Shabbosis. Somebody does work on Erev Shabbos. The Yom Tovim, he does work on a regular Erev Yom Tov. Min ha-mincho l'malam. He does it from mincho l'malam. So it's a question, so Machoikis is showing them what does mincho l'malam mean. Does mincha mean mincha gedoylo, which is from chatzois hayoim? Or else mincha means mincha ketano, which is 9.5 hours later. Rashi says here, min ha-mincho, tisha shoyis o'machta. It means 9.5 hours of the day. From then on, you should not do malacha on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. And the halacha is, if you do malacha, is ein roya simen bracha l'yerlam. You will not see something good will not come out from that malacha that you did. Now the halacha again, this doesn't mean if a person is doing his panosa, person has his job that he makes a living from, that he is allowed to do. Here the malacha means, I'm going to build a house. They're going to build a table. You stop doing malacha now in your own private house, not you working for somebody else. You stop doing malacha by yourself, you won't see a simin bracha if you do this work after mincha on Erev Shabbos. So it's not only Erev Pesach you shouldn't do malacha, it's a regular Erev Shabbos also. So my answer is Pashit. Hosom by Erev Shabbos min ha-mincha l'malahud yosser. It's only yosser from mincha time and further. Of the samach l'mincha loy, next to mincha no. Hocha by Erev Pesach mi-chatzois. On Erev Pesach, according to everybody, you're not allowed to do malacha after chatzois hayoyim Erev Pesach. So it depends what mincha means. If mincha means mincha ketano, then the Gemara means very good, a big difference. By Shabbos, up until 9.5 hours, you're allowed to do malacha. Whereas Erev Pesach, it's only up until the 6th hour. After chatzos, you can't do malacha. And even if you say mincha here means mincha gedolah, it's also the chilek of the 30 minutes. Mincha gedolah means a 30 minutes after chatzos. That's when you could start davening mincha. So here also, Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't do malacha 30 minutes after chatzos. Mashenkar on Erev Pesach, you shouldn't do malacha after chatzos. And like Tosfos already said, the reason is because that's the zman when you could bring a korban Pesach, and when you bring a korban, it's called a yom tov for you, you're not supposed to do malacha. Therefore, the zman is there also, we have that minig. But inami, another teretz is, hosom by regular Erev Shabbos, simin brachu de lechazi. If you do work on Erev Shabbos, it just says you won't see anything good come out of that malacha. Avol shemutei lo mishamtinen. But we don't put you into nidu. We don't give you like it's not called you did an avera though. Mashenkein hocha shemutei nanu mishamtinen lei. Mashenkein an erev pesach. That's mikra alocha. You're not allowed to do malacha after chatzos. Or even put you into shamti. Put you into nidu. We give you like a klola. Desmond gives you a klola. So that's what is the chilik between erev pesach and erev shabbos. Zomar gufa hoise malacha b'arvei shabbosis. If somebody does work on Erev Shabbos, over Arve Yomim Tovim, on Erev Yom Tov, when a mincha l'mala, from after mincha, either means after chatzos, or possibly could be makel to say it means only mincha ketana, which is from 9.5 hours of the day on, or else over Moitzoy Shabbos, somebody does malacha right after Shabbos, Moitzoy Shabbos, right after Shabbos, over Moitzoy Yom Tov, and right after Yom Tov, or else over Moitzoy Yom Kippurim, right after Yom Kippur, does malacha the next second, any time this possible, maybe you come to be doing an avera since you're doing the malacha so close. What does that mean? The Gemara says, "Lasuya tiny sibur." To include even a tiny sibur also, you're not supposed to do malacha during a tiny sibur. Is the malacha an aroya simin bracha l'yerlam? If you do malacha at these times, you won't see any good simin. No bracha would come out of the malacha that you did. So Rashi says, Nidna Navera means Remez Avera, small type of an Avera. Taina Sibur, Rashi also bimlocha. You're not allowed to do work on a Taina Sibur, a fast day. But which type of a fast day? Rashi says, Masechta Taina is Geshoyu Misanin ala Geshomim. A special fast day when they used to fast because they didn't have enough rain. When the rain didn't come for a long time, they started to fast to daven to Hashem. So on such a Taina Sibur, it's also to do Malocha. Abul Shah Taina Sibur, but a regular Taina Sibur like we have now, Loi. Then there's no Issa Malacha. You're allowed to do work on a Taina Sibur. Because the Yomer Shmuel, Ein Chayme Taina Sibur B'Bovel. In Bovel, we don't have the Chumra of a Taina Sibur. So, B'Moitzoy Shabbos at Rashi, what's wrong with doing work right after Shabbos? Rashi Mishum Kovet Shabbos, Shemasifim Michol HaLakodesh. there's an inyan to extend Shabbos a little bit longer. Like to make Tais for Shabbos. So you shouldn't the second right after Shabbos go do Malacha. So as Tais for Shabbos, it's not nice to do Malacha right away, and you won't see a Simen Bracha. The Tais also says the top Tais is, I'm a read the Yisib Yerushalmi, Hochi, Hani Nashi, the women, to Nehigid Lo Lemever Avinatel Afuke Shabbata, if they have a minig, not to do any work on Matsoy Shabbos, Lav Min Hogam, it's not a good minig, Ad Tifne Sidra Min Hogam. What does that mean, Pirish? If they don't do malach until the husband gets finished davening mariv, that's a good mini. We're talking about that here also. But if the women stand wants to take off the omer tzoyes Shabbos, that's not a good women. That's not a good mini. That they have no right to. Just means right after Shabbos, the next second, you shouldn't do malach so fast. It's like Rashi says, I'll taste for Shabbos. Taste says, I'll say this. Kozman is still davening. Right. Tana Rabbonin. Yesh Zoriz Viniska. Well, that's the Zach. As doing Malach Erev Shabbos, we're saying a special work, not your Parnosa work. Stama Habi, you have to build something, you won't have a Simen Bracha from that. Think yourself from Rabban Rebbeinu, was makbid not to write his Kedusha Torah on Erev Shabbos. But the Gemara says, if you do Malach on Erev Shabbos, you don't see a Simen Bracha. So he didn't want to write down his Kedusha Torah on Erev Shabbos. After Mincha, he saw he thought he wouldn't see a Simen Bracha from it. Tana Rabbanan, Yesh Zoriz Viniska. There's somebody that's a Zoriz, a fast guy, he does everything fast. Viniska, when he gains on the deal. Yesh Zoriz, there's somebody that's a Zoriz, he does things fast. Viniska, he loses out on the deal. Yesh Shuffle, somebody that always takes it easy. Viniska, when he gains on the deal. Yesh Shuffle, Viniska. Somebody that takes it easy and he loses out on the deal. What does this mean? Zoriz Viniska, somebody that does things carefully, fast, he gains. The Ovid Kulu Shabbata, somebody that does work. The whole weekday does work. When it comes to Erev Shabbos, he stops in time not to do work on Erev Shabbos. That's called the Zoriz, somebody that's fast, and he's Niskar, he gains. What about Zoriz v'Nisan? Somebody that does things fast but loses out. The Yavad Kuli Shabbat, he works all 6 days of the week. The Yavad V'Mali Shabbat, and he also works on Erev Shabbos. Poshut means there, even after Mincha L'Mala, so that's no good. Rashi says, Zoriz Ba'Malacha, somebody does work. Shofel v'niskar lo yavid kula shabbat. That's right. Right. What about shofel v'niskar? Who's somebody that's lazy and he gains on the deal? That means a guy the lo yavid kula shabbat. He doesn't do work the whole weekday. The lo yavid b'mali shabbat. And he also doesn't do work on Erev Shabbos. So this he gains on the deal. Hakol ponim Erev Shabbos is not doing work. What about shofel v'niskar? That somebody takes it easy and loses out. The lo yavid kula shabbat. The whole weekday takes it easy. He doesn't do any work. He gets a job. That's not so good. So Rashi says, Shofa v'niskat lo yovit kula shabbata v'lo v'mali shabbata. The Yafagah Rashi says, the lav l'shu mitzvah mechavin, even though he's not doing l'shem mitzvah, some he has no work to do a whole week. Mr. Still, mitzvah shlo l'shmo mil hevi. It's still called a mitzvah. Even though it's shlo l'shmo, it's still something. The Yarmin l'kamon will soon see, Yasekodem b'mitzvah v'afilu shlo l'shmo. It's kedai, it's worth it to do mitzvahs, even though at the beginning you're not doing your lishmo the way you're supposed to, because however you start doing it, you'll get used to doing it, and eventually you do it the right way. There's always kedai to do even a little bit of the mitzvah. Even though it's not lishmo. Mavaita Omar Rova, Hani Nashi de Mechuza, the women of Mechuza, Afagav loy avden avidato b'mayli shabbato, even though the reason why they didn't do any work on Erev Shabbos on Friday, Mishum Mafkinuk Gusa, because they were Mafunik, they were very fragile, is, who, what? No, not fragile, what you call, what?
Delicate,
yeah. Is who? Mfusahu, to call Yoimen Nami Loiko Avdin, because the whole week they also didn't do any work. They're Mafunik, they couldn't do work. Afilu Hochi, still, Shofo Beniska Karinalu. Still, they consider people that take it easy, but they gain on the deal. Like Rashi says, even though it's Shalei Lishmo, but still it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah not to do too much work on Friday. This Friday, he just means Min HaMincha Olamala. Like we said before, it's not talking about the work you do for Parnosa, for that there's a heter. It means Stam Malacha, Stam to do work, Stam Punk Friday afternoon to start doing work. Yeah. Rava Rami. Rava asked her for a question. Siv, one pasuk says, Ki godol ad shemayim chazdecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed that he does with us goes up until shemayim. That's all.
ad shemayim. Uksiv, another pasuk says, ki godo me'al shemayim chesdecha, that Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesed that he does with us is greater, higher than the shemayim. So it's a stira. The Moroha Ketzad can be yaisim l'shmo. For the people that do mitzvahs l'shmo, they do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed with them greater than the shemayim. The can be yaisim shloi l'shmo. And up until the shemayim is people that do mitzvahs, even though it's shloi l'shmo, still Hashem does chesed with them ad shemayim. So Rashi Yosin l'shmo meyal shemayim. Then the chesed goes even greater, higher than the shemayim. V'shloi l'shmo, somebody does mitzvah, shloi l'shmo, ad l'shemayim. The mitzvah miu kovid, could Rabbi Yehuda. Because he's still doing the mitzvah, even though he's not doing it for the true sake, because Hashem wants you to do it, but as long as he does the mitzvah, he'll get schar for that also, and it's called Hashem gives him chesed. Tomorrow, could Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda Marav. L'yoylam yasek odem v'toyro v'mitzvahis. Afal pi shloi l'shmo. Even though you're not doing it right now, l'shmo, even though you're not learning Torah or doing mitzvahs l'shmo, still you should go and do them. Why? Because the fact you do the mitzvah, that itself will draw you nearer to Hashem and make you eventually do it l'shmo. So even though it's, of course, it's always hard to start right away, you can't start doing things l'shmo, it's too hard. You're not mechuyev to right away. You have to start doing the ma'aseh mitzvahs. And by start doing the ma'aseh mitzvahs, they bring you a little bit closer that eventually you come to do it l'shmo. So Taisa speaks out that as long as you're not doing it, lahach is to cause trouble. Second Taisa has the kashim. Tema, the Rav Gufama Perek Beis the Brochis. Kol Eisik Batera Shloi L'Shmo, Noyach Lo Shloi Nivra. If somebody learns Torah Shloi L'Shmo, you're better off not being born. So Mashma, it's a bad thing what you're doing. And he was saying it's a good thing, because from this you get to do L'Shmo. The famous Torah, the Emery. Dosa, Mariyah, Goyim, Shloi Met Kedelis Yoher. You're only learning Torah to become a big shot. To make trouble, to argue on your chaverim malacha. Just to tell them you know what you're talking about. You're not learning almanas to do what you're learning. Just to cause trouble. Then you're better off not to be born. Here we're talking about somebody's not doing it for the bad sake. Just like he doesn't know better. He's not doing l'shmo, he doesn't know what it means to do l'shmo. But he's not doing it for any bad purpose, then that's considered the mitzvah, and Hashem does chesed with you, ad shemayim. But Tana Rabbonim, ha-metzapel l'schar rishtoy. If somebody has to wait for his wife's paycheck that she makes, from the money his wife makes, or else for rechayim, somebody makes a living from the rechayim, from the grinder, the mill, is ainu roi simen brach l'yerlim. He won't see a good simen from these two paychecks, from your wife's paycheck and from the mill. What's wrong with it? The Gemara says, schar ishtoi mitukle. It means the money your wife makes by mitukla means weighing things. So Rashi says, mitukla noitelos moznayim. Your wife has to go and take the weights, the yod in her hands, or malechas pashuk, she has to go out in the streets, lahaskiron, to rent it out to people. L'chol atzrich, never wants a rent. A weight. Today, Maznayim, she rents it out. Tizcham mu'etu, she makes very little profit on the deal, to rent out weights. Or mizvazi ishtoy alzcham mu'et. And your mizvazi, it's not nice, you make your wife going around to rent out these things, it's a hard work, it's not nice, so you won't see a simen brocha to be mizvazi your wife. And who adin for rechayim, what's wrong with rechayim? Agrato, if you start renting it out also just to rent out the mill, it's not such good pay, it's hard work with no good pay, you won't see a simen brocha. So the Gemara, Avol Ovdo Umezavna, but let's say you sell it and buy it, you buy and sell, that's a shtabuche mishtabech bo, kroa, that's a good thing, that you could let your wife do, you could let your wife go and sell things, that's not a bizoyin, and she doesn't have to go and rent it out, that's okay. The Chsilva, the person says, Sadin also saw a timkon. She made sadin, she made the clothing, and then she sold it. Mashma, that's a good thing. Just to make her rent it out, she has to go work hard just to rent it out. You don't make too much money. Yimavaza, that's not kedai. Tana Rabbonin. Hamishtaker the kanim. Somebody makes business by renting out kanim. That's the reeds to make fences with. Over kankanim with type of jugs is ain't a royal simen brach liyulim. You won't see a simen brach. It's not a good business. Rashi, bekana means kol ma kol, it's any type of a stick. Dakim, any small, thinny sticks, kori kanim. Shoysim miyem gideiros umechitzes. You make with these thin sticks, gideiros, fences, or mechitzes and mechitzes. So it's not a good business. My timer, what's wrong with these things? Tomorrow, kiva de nofesh afechzayu, shalta buena. Since it's very bulgy, these are big things, kakanim, big jugs, and kanim also, you have to sell a lot of them, you're selling such big things and they're cheap, they'll have an ayin hara there, it's not kedai. Trashe afechzayu, nofach shrem, it's blown up, and people look at it, you have such big things for sale, they'll cause an ayin hara. Tana rabbonin, tagre simta, people that are tagre, merchants, in simta, trashe yeshvin amoychrim b'shuk, v'yayin shaletas bim. People that sell and buy in this shuk, there's an ayin hara there. People look and watch at you. Who are dinu magadle behemadaka? People that raises small behemoths. Is Rashi says magadle behemadaka hakol tzavchem alein. Everybody yells at you. For koytis say ilonis tovis. People that cut down good trees. Rashi says lemoichron leitzim that you want to sell the wood for wood. It is hakol tamiim. Everybody is the metama. They wonder upon you. Amalizin aleim mitoych kach ayin shletus bim v'tzuakis pnayodim. People give you an ayin hara. They'll look at you and say, what are you doing? You're wasting a good tree just to sell the wood. They'll give you an ayin hara. Somebody that always goes and always wants the best thing for himself. The best portion. Whenever it comes to make a chaluk, whenever they divide up things, he's always there to jump to get the nicest chaluk. Is ainu roi simen bracha liyodim? These people won't see a simen bracha. My time, what's wrong with these things? To tell you boyinshi, because people are astonished. Watch what you're doing, and when people start to look at what you're doing, they're going to give you an ayin hara. So because of an ayin hara, you won't see a simen bracha. Tana rabbanan, dalid prutais ain bem simen bracha. Four prutas means four paychecks. Also, you won't see a simen bracha from them. And a simen bracha liyodim. Schar koisvin. If you're a cipher, you write things and people pay you for what you're doing, you won't see a good simen with that money. In other words, you won't become rich from being a cipher. Uschar miturgmin. If you're a schar of a miturgmin, so Rashi says that means you're an interpreter. Shoim dim lefnei achochim b'shabosois, v'shoim dim mipid, u'mashmim in the rabbim. The Rosh Hashiva used to give a drosh hashir on Shabbos. He didn't have a good voice, so he used to say it low to the miturgmin, the interpreter, and he would get up there and say over the shir loud. So if you get your paycheck from being an interpreter, it's not so good. Uschar yisoimim. Who are then the money if you work for yisoimim? You take care of the yisoimim orphans? That's also no good. Trashi l'machzis schar. Like you invest in their money and you make profit and give them half. You keep half, but since it's the yisoimim's money, it's not such a good thing. We'll soon see why. Umoyis ha'boisim dinas hayom. Also, if your money get sent to you from the other side of the ocean, that's also not so good. Trashi mishalach svinoisiv tomid v'mokim sakona. Because the svin is always going v'mokim sakona. You have to wait for your money to come over the ship, over the ocean. That's not such a good bracha. Mar bishlei maschar metugmim. Bishlei, you understand why the person that gets his pay from being an interpreter, it's no good. Mishum demechzik eschar Shabbos. Because you're working on Shabbos. You're there, and when the Rav gives a drush on Shabbos, you're interpreting, it looks like you're getting paid for Shabbos. So that's not a good thing. Hu adin umoyis yisaimim nami. If you're working, taking care of orphans' money, it's also not such a good thing. Why? Because lav b'nei mechiluninu. Since they're yisaimim, they're orphans, they're katanim, they're small kids, they don't know what it means to be moichel. So you have to be makvid mamish every single penny, not to jip him for a penny. Like this, you work with a normal person. If you jip the guy a penny, this and this, the mali's not makvid on it. There's a svara, pokal, shavaprut, you always moichel. Vashenkin by Yosim, he doesn't know how to be Michael, so he has to be makbe, not to mamish, not to steal even a chatzi pruta, that's very hard. So therefore, that schar is not kedai. Right, moyes haboysim dinas hayom. The money that you first get that comes to the ship from the other side of the ocean is also not so good to wait for that money. Mishum dalav kol yoyim mis rochish nisa. Not every day does a nice happen. It is not so easy for the ships to go over the yam. So it's a mokum sakona. So if you're going to wait for your money, your business you're doing is by sending stuff over the ocean to come back. It's not such a good business. You don't know if it won't get to drowned in the ocean. Elos chak hoisvim my timer. What's wrong with being a cipher? If you're writing things, What's wrong to write a Sefer Torah, to write things? Why isn't that good pay? I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Because the pshat is, Chof Dala Tainis, 24 Tainis, Yoshvu Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. The Anshe Knesset HaGdolah fasted for 24 different days. What did they fast for? Al Koisvei Svarim Tfilin Umezuzes. That the Seferim, the people that sit down to write, or Sefer Torah, or the people sit down to write tefillin, or to write mezuzis, shelo yisasru. They fasted 24 days that these seifers should not become rich. They made a daven to Hashem that a seifer should remain poor and not be rich. What's wrong if he's rich? Shel mole misasru ne kaisrin. Because if a seifer will become rich, he'll stop writing. The kids, it's a hard job to do, to be a seifer. So mele bishtoim, if he's poor, he needs a fresh fund, he needs it, he'll do it. But once he becomes rich, he doesn't need it, he won't do it anymore. So the Bedavka made Chav Dalat HaNesim that you shouldn't become rich. So Vaistais, therefore this Chai, you won't see a Simen Bracha from this.
Yeah.
Work to do, it's hard work to do. If the Seif would have money, you wouldn't do it. Yeah. Right, the Tana Rabbanan. Koisvei Seferim, people that write a Sefer Torah, Tfilin, or write Tfilin or Mezuzos, hain them, v'tagrem, the people that sell it for them, v'tagre, tagrem, the people that sell it for them, v'chol oiskim blecha shemayim, and anybody that's oisik in these things, these mitzvahs, las lisuyi, to also include, moichre tchelis, people that are selling tchelis for the tzitzis, is alocha ein roi simen bracha l'yolim. They won't see a simen bracha l'yolim, of the moiskim l'shmo roin. If they do it l'shmoa, then they will see a simen bracha. For the same pshat, mistama. Because these people are doing mitzvahs. If they're going to become rich, they'll get a lot of pay, they'll stop doing these mitzvahs. And we want them to have them. Mashenkin, if somebody's doing it l'shmoa, then we're not afraid. Even if he'll become rich, he won't stop writing tefillin and mezuzahs. Because the reason why he's doing it is l'shmoa. See, if the person does it for l'shmoa, then he could become rich. Because we're not afraid, then he'll stop. But if a person only writes because that's his panosom, then the chum didn't want to become rich, so today he shouldn't stop writing it. Yeah. V'nei baishon nogu shloheve azlin mitzur letzidon b'mali shabbata. They were knowing in minig that on Erev Shabbos it's not nice to travel, so they didn't travel from the city of Tzur to the city of Sidon on Erev Shabbos. Even though Mikra didn't you allow to, but they had a minig, like Lechumra, not to travel this far on Erev Shabbos. So Rashi says, Mitzur Letzidon, Yoyma Shuk So Tzidon, it was the day they had the sales in Tzidon, the Erev Shabbos, they machmirun alatzman shlo libato mitzurach Shabbos. They machmir upon themselves not to go down to the Shuk, to the where they sell the things on Erev Shabbos, not to be mevata themselves from Tzurach Shabbos. So the Gemara says, also Benayu Kaimed Rav Yechinen. So the sons now of Bnei Baishan came in front of Rav Yechinen and time to them. Omrullah, they said to them, Avosin Efshulahu. So our fathers, good, they were machmir upon themselves. They were able to do it. They had enough parnasah. They were able to work just 6 days. They didn't have to go down to the shuk on Friday. Abanan, us, our the children here, Lo Efshulon. We can't manage without going to the shuk on Friday. So we want to know, is it mutter for us to go to the shuk now, to go down to the business, to sell things, buy things on Erev Shabbos? Omlu, he answered back, no. Kva kiblu avasechem alayim. That's a klal that when the father was makabel minig, the minig usually is even upon the kids also. Shenem, when the pasuk says, Shema b'ni musa ravicha, v'yaltitash teres imecha. Don't go away from the teres imecha, means your father. If your fathers were makabel a minig, toiva, so usually goes upon the kids also. So exactly if it means only your father, or it means the whole mokim, it's questionable. Exactly how far this minig goes, and how the father was a kabbal the minig. But certain things, the minig toib that was makubal in the family, it automatically goes upon the children also. And if they want to stop doing it, they have to be matan neder. It's like any neder, you have to be matan the neder. Vaitam. V'nei chuzoyi nogul demafarshi chala me'aruza. And v'nei mechuzi, they also had a chumrah, that they took off challah from dough made from eris, which oiris, which is rice. And we know we are locha, oiris, rice is potter from challah. You only have to give off challah if you have from the five mine dogan, from wheat and barley, spelt and rye and oats, but not from rice. So also, Yom Ruler Rabbi Yosef, they went and told Rabbi Yosef. Omelus, Rabbi Yosef said, Nichlu Zab Yapayu. you should know, let somebody, a Zara, a regular Yisrael, go and eat that challah right in front of them. Notice he said, like, tell them not to do the minig, or you don't have to be makpid upon that chumrah. But the more Eisri Avakasha, Eisri Abaya, Dvorim Hamutorim, V'yacherim Nogu Be'Misr, things that Mikir Adin is mutter to do, but for some reason people are machmir, they made a chumrah not to do it. Is Allah